Blog Talk Radio.
Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Alive, Yahuwah's radio, voices of the true Israelite. We are live. We are live. Yahuwah's radio, voices of the true Israelite. So we just gonna go and see, throw it out on the international side and see you all join us for another episode. And well, one thing about it, we know one thing. Yeah, your radio station, what you got to do. I always going to throw down international side and see you all join us for another episode, part number 34, 195 international countries. What's flashing out of New York? New York, 109-387, 109-387. We're going to leave it like that. And Okay, thank you. Thank you, WCC. So once anybody we meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder, Mr. Tibbs, Yahqua beat you, LC, right?
And Yahqua bless you, Sir Israel. Thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Hallelujah, Yahqua.
Hallelujah, Yahqua. Elder, well, you know, I was delayed for a minute because WCC had plenty to say to me for the first 10 minutes. Well, I should have been on that way, but it be that way sometimes. 195 international countries, 109-387. So whatever you got to tell this 109-387, 195 international countries, you're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahqua bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Looks like another turnout of a glorious number of attending people of 109,387 listeners. Well, we know out of all the listeners, we do have things that hold us back from listening to Yahqua's word. There always seems to be something that intervenes in our listening because we all came to hear things that most of us can hear. And some listening never can understand, and that's without proper teaching. And sometimes they try to reflect different ways when they don't understand. This is why the words of Yahqua that is taught makes all this and more possible to understand for the righteous. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures, we're given the knowledge to know that there's those out there that camouflage evil or confused teaching, and especially overload, bump-the-gums contests. This is what they use for righteous learning, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons, which I've seen as late as yesterday. This tells me this is what Yahqua hates. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 to 19. Better take note. 16 says, these are the six things doeth the Yahqua hate. Yea, even seven are abomination unto him. 17, a proud look and a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. 18, a heart of mind that devilish wicked imaginations, and feet that be swift in running into mischief. 19, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brothers and sisters. So to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, we're here to welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahqua's Ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost is Yahqua's Word, connecting the books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And now you have found that what you have sought in Yahqua. We did have a recent name change. We know that you have found what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelite tribe, Yada, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that were open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath's current time is starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part is Saturday. Typical class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells us all in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahqua, your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahqua glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahqua the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahqua loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahqua Live. also to build a school, banquet hall, and radio station with land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this is another good feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of those devices. Right on the search line, type three words, Yakwa Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Name Israelites. Voices of the True Israelite. Tribe Yada. Click the red live button as soon as it appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E, at gmail.com. Just to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL at gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. We also have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can also listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 9:30. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After click enter, look for Voices of True Israelites, Tribe Yada. Choose the program you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, after the normal broadcast on Broad Talk and simultaneously on Broad Talk, we're also on a program called Pal Talk. We're listed under ethnic group, African Americans. Look for the Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible questions. Online there to answer questions about the discussed topics will be Elder Tibbs, along with Seer Israel Riding Shotgun. No comments will be taken off topics or multiple text questions answered as I've seen before. Just recently, as a matter of fact, failure to follow these acts, the righteous act, the elder will block or restrict misuse. Questions off topic also will be answered direct by the elder, and if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pell Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. So at this particular time, we will turn our program back over to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, the elder. That's excellent. Again, on your part. And we'll catch you on the bottom part while we're looking at these memos that's coming in right now. And that's a great thing. All right, good enough. You can see we'll get something going on. Remember, no broadcast tomorrow, but definitely be on Pal Talk after this broadcast and any questions or comments or anything that have been said. Jump to the microphone and speak on it. We're going to find Brother Yahdai Israel and bring him in. We'll see if we get back on to whatever he wants to be on. So when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yahdai Israel, Yahweh be to that seed right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, and see you royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Did you get anything on President Biden's and I forgot, I was told yesterday it was something pertaining to CNN or something, a couple of statements he made about the COVID. He also made a statement pertaining to the military. So if you got some on it, fine. If you don't, we'll get it. We'll get it and go another direction. But we'll throw it back to you. What you got to say on that, brother? You got to Israel?
Yeah, I did find a very interesting statement. Let me see if I can pull it up right quick, and caught my eye, at least.
All right, that's good enough. That's all about. That's what we want to hear. We want to hear something that catch your eyes, and then the whole world can tune in at the same time, and as we see what we can do. And the dust says Yahweh, because a lot of things must be revealed, and I believe we're going to do it. So whatever that caught your eyes there, Brother Yahweh Israel, back on the clock, come on.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yeah, I noticed an article, it was entitled Political. Biden rolls out aggressive plan to jumpstart vaccination. President Joe Biden issued a directive Thursday that will require about 2 million federal employees to disclose whether they've been vaccinated against COVID-19 or else submit to regular testing. As a highly transmittable Delta variant drives up new infections nationwide, federal workers on site contractors will have to attest to their vaccination status. The White House said those who don't must wear masks at work regardless of their geographic location, and get tested once or twice a week for COVID-19. Employees who don't disclose being fully vaccinated also would be subject to work travel restrictions, must physically distance from colleagues and visitors. And the administration said, if people are vaccinated, the transmission rate drops through the floor, Biden said. The president has directed the administration to extend similar standards to all federal contractors, noting that a return to normal can be expedited by employers pushing immunization of employees. Fully vaccinated workplaces would make that happen more quickly and more successfully. Biden said during a speech from the East Room of the White House, we all know that in our gut, the administration will encourage employers across the private sector to follow this strong model. White House said, in fact, cheat about the announcement. Biden is also directing the Pentagon to determine how and when it might add COVID vaccination to the list of mandated immunizations for the military.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, we find out that he's making his move, and he's saying that if the military can have a mandate on the military is the one that's protecting our freedom. That means that everybody from schools to jobs to everything going up and step it up and follow the military lead, because the military is the one that protects our country. And so you got the Pentagon that says find out when it's best to start testing them. And once they is tested, then we know after that it will be at random to come into your facility and to force that issue on you too. And it's another article. We'll take care of that maybe on Wednesday or whatever. It was commentary where she's a spokesman for CNN. Her name is Jennifer something. I don't have all the details on it right now. It'll slip my mind now. And she was talking about doing some testing. Her name is from CNN, Jennifer Hall, and she says that she was skeptical about taking it, but a Detroit pastor convinced her to take the COVID-19 shot. So Pastor convinced her to take the shot. So that's all. We can leave that right now until we get a little bit more details on. And matter of fact, look up and tell me what this word means. Delta Benjamin, let me see how I spell it. D-E-L-T-A-B-A-R-I-A-N-T. I need to know what that means. D-E-L-T-A. B is in Victor, A-R-I-A-N-T. I need to know what that means there, Brother Yahya is, rather than we can kind of take a look at some things. I want to know what D-E-L-T-A, one word, in other words, V as in Victor, A-R-I-A-N-T. Can you tell me what the reports of that word mean there, Brother Yahya Israel?
I'm looking at the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Delta variant, what we know about the science. On July 27, 2021, CDC, Center for Disease Control, released updated guidance on the need for urgently increasing COVID-19 vaccination coverage and a recommendation for everyone in areas of substantial or high transmission to wear a mask in public indoor places, even if they are fully vaccinated. CDC issued this new guidance due to several concerning developments and new emerging data signals. First, a significant increase in new cases reversed what had been a steady decline since January 2021. In the days leading up to our guidance update, CDC saw a rapid and alarming rise in the COVID-19 case hospitalization rates around the country. In late June, the seven-day moving average of reported cases was about 12,000. On July 27, the seven-day moving average of cases reached over 60,000. This case rate looked more like the rate of cases we had seen before the vaccine was widely available. Second, new data began to emerge that the Delta variant was more infectious and was leading to increased transmittable when compared with other variants, even in some vaccinated individuals. This includes recently published data from CDC. Our public health partners unpublished surveillance data that will be publicly available in the coming weeks. Information included in CDC's update, science brief on COVID-19 vaccines and vaccination, the ongoing outbreak investigation linked to the Delta variant. Delta is currently the predominant variant of the virus in the United States.
So since you just read that, Brother Yahya Israel, what is your conclusion on that two word? What do that mean for that national audience if you read it? And so what is your conclusion on them two words? What is they saying there, Brother Yahya Israel?
Well, in short, it's saying that the what we know as the COVID-19 is branching off and different strands of it is starting to surface that they haven't even tested any type of vaccination for. So there's different strands. I mean, I've heard about two or three other strands of the variant virus is starting to as well. So it's just a different new strand of the so-called COVID-19 that they are starting to notice.
Okay, well, that's real nice. There was a famous baseball player by the name of Hank Aaron. July 22, 2001, he passed. Put him and found out what do they say that he did prior to about 3 weeks before his death, something is written about Hank Aaron, the famous baseball player, the one that broke a Babe Ruth record. He died January 22nd, 2001, and the health is something that he did prior to about 3 weeks before he died. Is anything on that you can read that Hank Aaron, the famous ball player that broke Babe Ruth record, what did he do about 3 weeks before he died there? Brother
Yachtai Israel. Let's see what I can uncover here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
About 3 weeks. We ain't got our ducks in line on that anyway, but I'm going to throw a couple of shots at that because we ain't kind of bumped heads on anything. I just want to find out what happened to Hank Aaron, the famous ball player that broke Babe Ruth record. He hit more than Babe Ruth hit 714. But this black man called Hank Aaron came and broke his record. So I don't know what did he do about 3 weeks before he passed. What was he up to that we can read?
I'm reading from an article called Science Check. And it reads, Hank Aaron's death. Baseball legend and civil rights activist, Hank Aaron. Aaron died from natural causes, according to the medical examiner's office in Fulton County, Georgia. There's no evidence that his death was a result of being vaccinated against COVID-19 in early January, as multiple posts and articles shared on social media have suggested.
Mm-hmm. No evidence, but Do they tell you in your article how many weeks prior to him taking that COVID test? Can they round it off? Is anything written about what did he do about 2 or 3 weeks prior to his death?
It's a very long article, but I don't see anything given a timetable of when he took
We'll leave that right there, and we'll get on down the road. So we'll leave that right there. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see if we can get something going on now, Brother Yahjai Israel.
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, Book of Luke 12, verse number 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. We live on Pal Talk, we live on Blog Talk, so we live. And we want to open up in something that the Almighty Yahweh says in Matthew chapter 8, verse 10. Let's see what he says in Matthew chapter 8, verse 10. What did the Almighty Yahweh the Son say? In Matthew chapter 8, verse 10. What do you say, Brother Yahjai Israel?
Book of Matthew chapter 8, verse number 10 reads, Matthew chapter 8, verse number 10. When Yahweh's son heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, Truly I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel.
Mm-hmm. So he marveled because he said he hasn't found no greater faith than Israel, because he marveled at the one that supposed to be prepared to carry this word, and he just said, you know, he marveled at this. Let's precept that to Revelation 7, verse 17. Let's see what it says in Revelation chapter 7, verse 17.
The book of Revelation 7, verse number 17 reads, For the Lamb which in the midst of the throne shall feed them, shall lead them unto living fountains of water. Yahweh shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
Mm-hmm. So he said, if the lamb is going to lead them, so this lamb have to lead you to what kind of water again, that Brother Yahshua Israel?
Unto living waters.
So the lamb going to lead you to some living water. So this lamb got to lead us to some living water. Let's see what we can get out of the end time prophecy in the 14th chapter of Revelation, pick up verse number 9. And we'll read down until we get our point. Remember that word living water. He said, lamb going to lead you to the living water. We're going to the 14th chapter of Revelation, picking up verse number 9.
Look at Revelation 14, verse number 9, read. The third minister said, and the third minister spirit followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image, receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand. Verse number 10. The same should drink of the wine of the wrath of Yahuwah, which is poured out without mixture to the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the righteous minister spirit and in the presence of the Lamb.
Mm-hmm. And what verse is that again you read, Brother Yahuwah Israel?
Verse number 9, verse number 10.
Mm-hmm. Now back up now and read verse 6 and 7.
Verse number 6. Revelation chapter 14, verse 6. And I saw another minister spirit fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting covenant to teach unto them that dwell on the earth, to every nation, kindred, and tongue, and people. Verse 7. Saying with a loud voice, fear Yahuwah. Give honor to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth, the sea, and the fountain of waters.
Mm-hmm. So he says, worship the one that made the heaven and the earth, and the sea, and the fountain of living water. He said, if you're going to do any worshiping, make sure you worship the one that made the heaven and the earth and the sea and the fountains of living water. So this guy right here is the one that made the fountains of living water. And he said, if you're going to do any kind of worshiping, make sure you worship him. Swing over to 11 verse 8 and come right back. 11 verse 8. I'm going to come back and take care. I want to sit it up, sit the pins up to roll the ball down. 11 verse 8.
Book of Revelation.
11 verse 18.
Book of Revelation, chapter 11.
Read verse 8 and 18. 8 and 18. Yes, sir.
Book of Revelation, chapter 11, verse number 8. And verse number 18 reads, Revelation 11, verse 8. Their dead bodies shall lie in the streets of the city, of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Yahuwah was crucified. Verse number 18. For angry, and your wrath is come, and the time of the dead, they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the seers unto your saints, and them that fear your name, small and great, and should have destroyed them which destroyed the earth.
Mm-hmm. And then he's going to destroy them that destroyed the earth. Okay, good. Now, I'm going somewhere with this Brother Yahuwah Israel. Now, come back again and read me verse number 14, verse 6. 14, verse 6. We're going some way, but we're just going to go around. Got plenty of time, so we want to go around. Then we want to go jump in and head along. 14, verse 6 of Revelation says what?
Look at Revelation 14, verse number 6 reads, and I saw another minister spirit fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting covenant to teach unto them that dwelled on the earth, to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people.
Mm-hmm. So this minister spirit, this is prophecy, saying that this minister spirit had everlasting covenant. So he was getting his last shot at the everlasting covenant. He says, and I saw a minister spirit flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting covenant to teach unto them that dwell on the earth. What is this everlasting covenant that he got, that he has? So he's taking his last shot, and he said in that verse 7, worship Yahweh, the one that made the heaven, the earth, and all that's in, and the fountain of water. So he was giving his last shot on the ones that had an ear to hear about the everlasting covenant. And what is that everlasting covenant? Now keep that in your mind. It's an everlasting covenant that the minister spirits was teaching. Let's back up to the 20th chapter and look at verse 1, 8 down to verse 11 of Exodus 20. Let's find out what is the everlasting covenant. He had John, he said, John, now, I'm going to show you one of these days after you long is gone in the ground. I'm going to have a mental spirit show up and with a loud voice. That will be read aloud, saying with a loud voice, fear Yahweh and keep that everlasting covenant. With a loud voice, fear Yahweh and keep that everlasting covenant. So otherwise, that means that time was at the door, Steve Royer. Now we're going back and find out what is this everlasting covenant that this mental spirit taking his last shot at. This mental spirit, last shot at it. We're going to the 20th chapter, verse 1, and skip down to 8 through 11. Let's see what was he saying, verse 1, 8 through 11. What was he saying there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse number 1. Verse number 8 through 11 reads, Book of Exodus 20. Verse number 1. Yahweh spake all these words, saying, verse number 8, remember the Sabbath day, to keep it righteous. Verse number 9, 6 days shalt thou labor, and do all thy work. Verse 10, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh, your Yahweh. In it you shall not do any work, nor your son, nor your daughter, your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor the cattle, nor the stranger that is within your gates. Verse number 11. For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Therefore Yahweh blessed the seventh day, the Sabbath, and hallowed it.
Mm-hmm. So the mental spirit was given the last shot. He was giving the last shot about the everlasting covenant, and we just got to read what he was hollering for the last time. Keep the Sabbath day. Keep that day righteous. That's what he was saying. That's what he was saying. And he's also saying something in the book of Numbers, chapter 15, 37 through 40. So he was talking about, listen, make sure you keep the everlasting covenant. So in Numbers chapter 15, 37 through 40. Let's see what we got there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
Look at Numbers 15, verse 37 through 40 reads. Numbers 15, verse 37. Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 38, speak unto the family of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, that they put upon the fringe of the border, of ribbon of blue. Verse 39, it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it. Remember all the Torah instructions of Yahuwah and do them. That you seek not after your own mind, your own eyes, after which you used to go a whore. Verse number 40, that you may remember and do all my Torah instructions and be righteous unto your Yahuwah.
And what he says in Deuteronomy 22, verse 5 and 12.
Look at Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse number 5 and verse number 12 reads. Deuteronomy 22, verse number 5. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man. Neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are an abomination unto Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. Verse number 12. You shall make you fringes upon the four corners of your garments, or with you cover yourself.
And what do men wear that we can read in Exodus chapter 28, verse 42? What do men wear that woman do not supposed to wear that we can read? Exodus 28, verse 42.
Book of Exodus, chapter 28, verse number 42 reads. Exodus 28, verse 42. And you shall make them linen breeches to cover their nakedness.
Mm-hmm. And who they will fall back up one verse? Can you give me a name? Or who would these breeches mean? Breeches. Can you give me a name? Who would these breeches, what you call today pants, who would they for when you back up and give me a name on who would these breeches and pants for? Give me a name there, Brother Yahdai Israel. And who talking saying this?
Verse number 41. You should put them upon Aaron, your brother, and his sons with him.
Uh-huh. Put what upon them? What will go on Aaron and his sons in verse 42?
And you shall make them linen breeches, pants, to cover their necks. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, good. Then what do the woman supposed to have on that we can read in the Dominus Bible Dictionary? On page 127, page 127, and pick it up where it says the woman. Pick it up where it says the woman. On page 127 there, Brother Yahdai Israel, pick it up where it says the woman. Let's see what he says, the woman.
127?
Mm-hmm. You make it page 127, or is it 137? I think it's 127. I'm just laying back this. I'm a little groundwork I'm laying there, Brother Yahdai Israel, because I was told by a women's group called me today, told me don't put their name out, and they said, well, that was back then, and that's not now. Okay, so on page of Compact Bible Dictionary, it talks about something. Is it on page 127 or 137? Now, if I find my book, I think you got it by now. You got it, right? You got it?
Yeah, I'm looking at 137.
Oh, okay, 137. Thank you, Brother Yahdai, forever. I ain't working with nothing. I'm just trying to get somewhere.
I'm looking at
page you on? You on page 137?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, pick up what said the woman where?
The woman, okay, I got you. Looking at Zion Bible, Compact Bible Dictionary, page 137. And it reads, the woman wore long garments, reaching almost to the feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep reading.
With a girdle of silk or wool, many times having all the colors of the rainbow. Often such a garment would have a fringe hanging from the waist, nearly to the ankles. The lady's headdress, for example, usually included some kind of a caulifle or cloth.
Hold on. No, that was good enough. So you saying that a historian made about the records of the Israelite woman that knew that they were Israel, and they found the writing of the woman's, what the Israelite woman was wearing, and what was the Israelite woman wearing? That's the old 12 tribes. What was it wearing again? The woman's wear of an Israelite woman?
The woman wore long garments, reaching almost to the feet.
Yes.
There's another quote here, Sia, that's interesting.
Okay.
If you don't mind me reading it.
Oh, why you got something. Are you telling me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. Well, you got something, bring it up.
It's just the paragraph above that it says the woman's dress. Among the Israelites, neither sex was permitted by Mosaic law, the Torah structures, to wear the same form of clothing as was used by the other.
Mm-hmm. So the woman cannot wear what pertains to a man, and a man cannot wear what pertains to the woman. And we find out that in Exodus 28, verse number 40 and 41 and 42, the men's wore breeches with a garment. And then we find out that the woman wore what again now in the woman, what was they dress wear again? They can't wear the same thing man have on. So man had on breeches with a garment over it. That was men's had on breeches. So you saying that the woman cannot wear breeches, were they short or long, and what do the woman supposed to wear if you are a Israelite woman? Now read that again from top to bottom, exactly what the historian said that the Israelite woman had on and what did she wore that was contrary to what the man had on. Come on.
Read from Zondervan Compact Dictionary, page 137. Woman wore long dresses, reaching almost to the feet.
Mm-hmm. And what else about it?
With a girdle of silk or wool, many times having all the colors of the rainbow.
And?
After such a garment would have a fringe hanging from the waist nearly to the ankle.
Oh, and she had on fringes. So the woman, the Israelite woman, wore garments down to the feet, and she had on fringes. So there go the records of an Israelite woman. And remember we was reading that the mental spirit was closing out on the everlasting covenant. And let's go back and read what was the mental spirit saying. He was making his final plea to be in order. He said, John, write it, because sooner or later what's on the table would not be on the table, but this would be their last opportunity to hear by the mouth of John in the 14th chapter, verse 6 and 7. Now listen to what was said one more time, and John writing the end time prophecy, and what he says in the 14th chapter, verse 6 and 7.
Book of Revelation, chapter 14, verse 6, verse number 7 reads. Book of Revelation 14, verse number 6. Now saw another minister spirit fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting covenant to teach unto them that dwell on the earth, to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. Verse number 7, saying with a loud voice, fear Yahweh, give honor to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. Worship him that made heaven and earth, the sea, and the fountains of waters.
Mm-hmm. The hour, he said, the hour has come. Worship Yahweh, who made the earth, the sea, and the fountains of water. And then Amos, he told Amos, hey, Amos, is you the man of hour written out here, Amos? He said, yes. Well, then I want you to write what I tell you to write. And 9 verse 10, what did he tell Amos to write in Amos chapter 9 verse 10?
The book of Amos chapter 9, verse number 10 reads. Book of Amos chapter 9, verse number 10. Book of Amos chapter 9, verse 10 reads. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, which say, the evil shall not overtake nor prevent us.
Mm-hmm. He said, all the sinners of my people, they're going to die. And Yahweh is laying it out by his mental spirit telling you exactly how he left the children of Israel, and when he come back, what he want to see with the children of Israel. So if you know you Israel, not of the other 17 nations, then I behoove you to be looking at exactly where Yahweh left you, and when he returns, that's what he's going to be looking for. And what it says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 3, now to verse 5. 1 John chapter 2, 3, 4, and 5. So now, listen, we have to understand one thing. Our job is to tell you what he give us to say. Because when the mental spirit made his final appearance in John's days about you tell them that the covenant that was made with the children of Israel is an everlasting covenant. And when I come back, I'm looking to see those that's infringing the way it's written in this Bible, because it's an everlasting covenant for the children of Israel, not for the world. So the fashion statement of the world is do it any way you want to do it. But once you know you Israel, then you should make a judgment according to the Bible. What it says in 1 John chapter 2, 3, 4, and 5? What it says, Brother Yahya Israel?
The book of 1 John chapter 2, verse number 3 through 5 reads. Book of 1 John chapter 2, verse number 3. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his Torah instructions. Verse number 4. You see that say, if I know him, keeping that his Torah instructions is a liar. And the truth is not in him. Verse 5. That we're keeping his word. And him truly is the love of Yahweh perfected. If I know we that we are in him.
Mm-hmm. And since John was writing in 12:17, what does John say in Revelation 12:17? What does John say? But it's not what John said. It's what the mental spirit told John to write. Revelation 12:17, what did he say?
Book of Revelation 12, verse number 17 reads. Book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 17. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the Torah instruction of Yahweh, and have the covenant testimony of Yahweh the Son.
Mm-hmm. So the dragon was wroth with the woman. He was mad at the woman because the woman was keeping what can be read. And so the dragon did not like that. Now, who is this dragon that did not like that. The dragon, he didn't like that. That the woman, well, matter of fact, Jeremiah 6, verse 2. Let's get warm up right there. So the woman, the dragon was mad at. And in this case, the woman he's talking about is, we got to read what woman he's talking about that we can read that he was mad at, that didn't listen to what they had on tape. He was mad. Turn to 6, verse 2 of Jeremiah.
Book of Jeremiah 6, verse number 2, read. I have likened the daughter of Yahdai Judah Israel to a comely and delicate woman.
Okay. So what are you talking about, the woman? You're talking about the whole nation of Israel, because the reason why he called the whole nation of Israel the woman, because in Isaiah, let's see why he called the whole nation of Israel a woman. 54 verse 6. And he going to say something to the woman of Israel. In 54 verse 6 of Isaiah, what he tell the woman that we can read? 54 verse 6.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verse number 6, read. For Yahweh have called you as a woman, forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of you, when I was refused, save your foot.
So he called you a woman and a wife of you when thou was refused, says Yahweh. So you were so wise, you got confused for a minute on something, but you still his wife and you're the woman, but you got confused because he did something to you in the 50th chapter that we can read. What did he do to the wife, the mother, the woman? What did he do? And 50 verse 1 of Isaiah.
Book of Isaiah 50, verse number 1 reads. Book of Isaiah, chapter 50, verse number 1. Thus saith Yahweh, where is the bill of your mother's divorcement, whom I have put away? Which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? You for your sin have you sold yourself. For your sin is your mother put away.
He said, the reason you put away the woman, the wife of Yahweh, the 12 tribes of Israel, the reason you put away is because of your sin. He said, that's the reason you put away, because what he got written in his Bible and this angel was making a last stop to take. Come back and peep at what's written. Because if he don't find you the way he left you, then you know you've been tampered with. You know how you tell, look here, this ain't the way I left you, but and you coming back, you don't look like the same person that I left. Look like you've been tampered with. So in Isaiah 52 verse 3, so Yahweh is looking to see the 12 tribes of Israel looking like he left you untampered with. That's what he's saying, see, right? We go on so in a minute. We're going to tie it all in. What he says in 52 verse 3.
Isaiah 52 verse number 3 reads. Isaiah 52 verse number 3. For thus saith Yahweh, you have sold yourself for naught. You shall be redeemed without money.
He said, you sold yourself for nothing, but you're going to be redeemed without money. You're going to be redeemed, Steve, right? Because you're going to be Now let's go to the 13th chapter, and let's see who's going to be redeemed. We're going to Zechariah chapter 13. You're playing about here, see, right here. We painting a picture. So you say you're going to be redeemed, but you have to make sure you got to make sure the ministry that you're in, I thought I said something, but I want to run back to Jeremiah. Said, yeah, see, you said pretty good, but you got to make sure that what I'm saying on the table. Now, I got to write this down. I got to write something down on the way of finding something. I got to write that down, brother. Y'all got Israel. On the way of writing something, I got to make a note of something anyway. Definitely might come up in this lesson right here. But you say you're going to be redeemed without money. So he said something in the early part of Jeremiah. If you already know what we're talking about there, brother, y'all got Israel. You know, you can bring it out. If you say, oh, why, you got something. In Jeremiah 6, verse 16. Jeremiah 6, verse 16.
Book of Jeremiah, and
17. 16 and 17. This is what he says in 16 and 17.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 6. Verse number 16 and verse 17 reads, Book of Jeremiah 6, verse number 16. The Savior Yahweh, send you in the ways of seek and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? And walk therein. You shall find rest for yourself. But they said we would not walk therein. Verse 17. Also I said, watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hurt you.
So he said, now, children of Israel, everything that comes out that you see on that one eye of Satan, he said, don't go that way. He said, what you're supposed to be doing is asking for the old path. And we just got through reading what the old path is. Because the old path got some 13 verse 313 of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 313. Try Wisdom of Solomon 313 there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 3, verse 13 reads, their offspring is cursed. Wherefore, blessed is the barren that is undefiled, which have not known the sin, which will have known the sinful being. She have fruit in the visitation of life.
Mm-hmm. That's good. But we are looking for something else. Chapter 13, verse 3. I'm looking for something he said, being something he said. Let me say, ask for the old path. He said, ask for the old path. So you got to be in position when especially you are whatever position Yahweh put you in when something is asked, they have to be Sirach 26:14 and 16. Let me see what it says. What do it say in 26:14 and 16? And Sirach. Yes, sir. What did it say?
The book of Sirach, chapter 26, verse number 14, verse 16 reads. Sirach 26, verse 14. A silent and loving woman is a gift of Yahweh. There is nothing so much work as a mind well instructed. Verse 16. As the sun when it arises in the high heaven, so is the beauty of a good wife in the order of her house.
The bottom part of verse 14 again.
The book of Sirach, chapter 26, verse 14. There is nothing so much work as a man well instructed.
Come back and let's see if a man well instructed, What would a mind well instructed say in verse 16 of Jeremiah? What if a mind well instructed, what would they, when they look at you, what would they say and take it down to the word called way?
The book of Jeremiah 6, verse number 16. Thus saith Yahweh, stand you in the ways.
Go ahead.
And seek and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? And walk there.
What kind of way is the old path, brother Yahweh Israel?
The good way.
So when a man is well instructed, what they were asked about is the good way. Here's the point we're trying to say. We already know what Yahweh's gonna do. And the way he left you, that's the way he wanna see you. So if he see you any other way than the way he left you, he told Ezekiel to write this. So when a mind is well instructed, they will look at you and they will ignore what the fashion is on that one-eyed Satan, and they'll ask you, how did we once dress? And since that's a good way, because we don't want this to hit up in the 14th chapter when he returns, we want to make sure we don't have 14 verse 5 working on us when he returns. He told Ezekiel to see it right there. 14 verse 5.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verse number 5 reads. Isaiah 14 verse 5. Yahweh has broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the root.
I don't know why I'm looking right at Ezekiel, brother Yahweh Israel. I'm looking right at Ezekiel, and I don't know why I called Isaiah. It must be some. You must got some over there in Isaiah. You must got some. You got some. That's good. What it says, I'm looking right at 14 verse 5, and what it says in 14 verse 5.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 14, verse number 5 reads. Book of Ezekiel 14, verse number 5. Ezekiel 14, verse 5. That I may take the family of Israel in their own mind, after they are all estranged from me through their idols.
Habakkuk 2:18. Habakkuk 2:18. He said, they all estranged from me. So the way he left Israelites, 12 tribes, he said, they totally different from the way I'm looking at them right now. He said, they don't act. But see, when a mind is well instructed, that's, you know, I was looking at the marriage papers, and I was looking at some of the, and I was saying, that's in there too, huh? So I was looking at, you know, the agreement of a coming together relationship. The order of things is to make sure that you understand that when you ask for anything, it's supposed to ask for the old path. What was going on when we had the blessing, and how did we walk, and how did we talk? That's when you got your better half well instructed, because they'll ask you about the old path. And we found the old path, that was good. See, you want to make sure you good in the eyes of Yahweh. But hold that point. Now, in that book of, just going to say a whole lot on that wisdom solid, that, so it was that 13 verse 3, where when it talk about the fashion, that's enough. I say enough on it. Can you pull it out now, brother Yahweh Israel? The beauty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to see, You got, first of all, that's why we have to, the six anointed camps, we must organize according to the Bible. Because Yahweh is the, he got the word called, I think that might be first. Is that so, Brother Yahweh Israel in a Wisdom Solomon 13:3?
Yes, sir.
What do it say in 13 verse 3?
Book of Wisdom of Solomon 13 verse 3. Of whose beauty, if they be in delighted, took them to be Yahweh, that to know how much better Yahweh of them is, for the first author of beauty have created them.
Oh, see, you are the one that made up. He's the first author of beauty, and not only he's the first, he's something else too in Isaiah 44. You're the first author of beauty, and guess what? He's something else in Isaiah too. Something else in Isaiah, he is in 44 verse 6. Did you know that the first author of beauty, he's also Isaiah 44 verse 6. What is that, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Isaiah 44 verse number 6 reads, Isaiah 44 verse 6, the same Yahweh, the King of Israel, his Redeemer, Yahweh of hope, I am the first, and I am the last. Beside me, there is no Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. And so, everybody have a position. He says, I'm the first, and I'm the last, and I'm the author of beauty. He said, I know how I left you, and since I'm the author of beauty, I want to return and catch you the way I left you. And who was he telling that to in 41 verse 9? He was telling somebody that, his position. And he was talking to somebody in 41 verse 9. Who was he talking to? Of Isaiah.
Book of Isaiah 41. Verse number 9 reads, Isaiah 41, verse number 9. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, call you from the chief men thereof, and said unto you, you are my servant, I have chosen you.
So you're talking to the chief men. He said, chief men, listen, chief men, I know what I did for you, chief men. And when I return, chief men, I want to make sure the way I left you, where is that verse? I'm not looking for a spot or a wrinkle. where's that verse at? A spot or a wrinkle. So he said, listen, the way I, listen, chief men, he told me to chief men. He's chief men. I'm going to leave you. What do you mean, what that is, WCC? Oh, that's why they pull it out there. Let's go to the fifth chapter of Michael. I pull it out, WCC. In the fifth chapter of Michael, he says, verse 3. Now look what he says in verse 3. 5 verse 3, Michael 5 verse 3.
The book of Micah, chapter 5, verse number 3 reads. Book of Micah, chapter 5, verse number 3. Micah 5, verse number 3. Therefore will he give them up until the time that she which prevaileth and brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the family of Israel.
Mm-hmm. So you see, so he gave you up, but when he returned, he's looking to see the way he left you. And the way he left you was in Ezekiel 16. And the way he left you, see, right, listen, when this man come back, he's looking to see you. That's why you got to make sure you got the Bible line up. You got to make sure that the 726 of Sirach is working with you. I do. I'm in the 16th chapter. I'm in the 16th chapter of Ezekiel. But you got to make sure now, the way he left you, he gave instructions. He gave instructions in Sirach 726. He gave instructions. What did he say?
Book of Sirach, chapter 7, verse number 26 reads, Book of Sirach, chapter 7, verse number 26. And thou art white as a young man, forsake her not, but give not yourself over to a light woman.
Right, because you got to make sure now, when it comes before the sixth anointed camp, well, you know, we plan on getting together. But then you gotta make sure you bring up the lesson to is you gonna make you call in the call and that's one I'm saying, are you gonna ask for the old path? What that mean? Is you gonna keep up with the fashion of the now world, or are you gonna try to make sure you please your mighty one? Well, I'm going to please my mighty one then. Well, then you got to take some pants on, put some fringes on, down to your down past the knee with some fringes on it. The ankle, you got to put some fringes on. Oh, when do I got to wear them? All the time. Because you never know when Yahweh coming back. So you got to make sure you got to be well instructed. So Mr. Chief Man, you got to make sure that all this is said, you got to come together in the head before you come together in the bed. That's why it's so important to make the settings of the six anointed camp, and we evaluate you through the Bible. Because one thing about it, if you about pleasing Yahweh, then you'll say, well, okay, well, what did Yahweh say? And that's the end of it. Because that's how you please Yahweh. Because this was Yahweh when he left you. This is what he seen, and he told, the member of the Spirit told Ezekiel in 16, verse 1 and 14. Ezekiel, chapter 16, verse 1 and 14.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 16, verse number 1 and verse number 16 reads, Ezekiel 16, verse 1, where the Yahweh came unto me, saying, Verse 14. And your renown was full among the nations for your beauty, for was perfect through my comeliness, which I have put upon you, save Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. And what did he put on you that we can read in verse number 12 and 13? What did Yahweh put on you to make him so proud of you to tell Ezekiel, I was very proud of the 12 tribes of Israel? What were they working with in verse 12 and 13?
Verse number 12. And I put a jewel on your forehead, earrings in your ear, and a beautiful crown upon your head. Verse 13. Thus was thy debt with gold and silver, and thy remnant was a fine linen, silk, broidered work. You did eat fine flour and honey and oil, and you was exceeding beautiful, and you did prosper into a kingdom.
So you see the man saying, the man is telling, those been anointed. The beauty you want is the beauty that Yahweh first put on you. And I for some person forgot that, Brother Yahya. Do you recall what I did say? And I've got past it now.
No, sir.
Well, I don't got past it. So let's go to Revelation 14:12 now. It got past me now. So here's the point. That's why we have to sit the men down first. We got to get the ones that is the chief men to understand Yahweh got our order. And if we apply the order according to the Bible, you will see Yahweh sooner than later. But if we continue to the Isaiah 14, if we continue to do the Isaiah 14, give me our two lines in Isaiah 14, verse 16.
Book of Isaiah 14, verse number 16 reads.
Yeah, two lines.
Isaiah 14, verse 16. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon you.
He said, so we got to stop narrowly looking upon something. We got to put the good book down. And that's why it got to be explained about the good book. The good book got to be on the table, because what the good book will do for you, if the good book on the table, if the chief men put the good book on the table, and this what will happen, the chief men put the good book on the table, in 28, this what will happen, in 29:18, this what will happen if the chief men will make a decision from the good book, 29:18. Then the economy of the world will collapse, because it's going to collapse anyway. But somebody has to start the ball moving. Because in 29:18, if chief men will step up to the plate and make a Bible decision, this is what will happen for the family if chief man will do so. 29:18.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verse number 18 reads, and in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book. The eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness.
Mm-hmm. And then once the blind hear the book, what are they supposed to say after they hear the book? In St. John 9:25. This is what they're supposed to say. So when you stick your belly ass down, you put the book down, show what the Bible saying, what should a response supposed to be that you can read? This is the response you want, and I can tell you what you're working with if your response be a 9:25.
The book of Isaiah.
Of St. John. Thank you very much, Dr. Israel. Of St. John.
The book of St. John, chapter 9, verse 25 reads, St. John 9, verse 25. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see.
Yes, Israel. Now I see. So now you have really helped me, but you helped me through the pages of the book. So you really don't help me. You don't show me what I got to do. Then you said, well, you got to do just a little bit more. I want you to do a little bit more. I'm getting ready to kind of get on down. I want you to do a little bit more in the book of Titus. You said, I got to. I want you to do something else in Titus. I want you to do a Titus 2, verse 3, down to verse 8. He said, now I want you to do a little Titus chapter 2, 3, 2, 3 down to verse 8.
The book of Titus, chapter 2, verse number 3 through 8 reads, book of Titus. Chapter 2, verse number 3 through 8. Titus 2, verse number 3. The aged woman likewise that they be in behavior as they come in righteousness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. Verse 4, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. Verse 5, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of Yahweh be not blasphemed. Verse number 6, young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. Verse 7, in all things showing yourself a pattern of good works and doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity. Verse number 8, sound speech, sound speech that cannot be condemned. That he or she that is in the of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you.
Mm-hmm. Now, precept that to 1 Peter chapter 3, 3 through 12. And give me a precept on that, Brother Yahdai Israel. So, Yahweh is saying that through this ministry called Voices of the True Israelite, 6 to 9 in camp, you know, he says he made a claim in 1 Peter 4, 17, 18, before you read that 3 down to verse 12. He made his claim how he going to operate. And what did he say? He made it real plain, that Brother Yahdai Israel, how he going to operate. What did he say?
Book of 1 Peter chapter 4. Verse number 17 and 18 reads, Peter 4, verse number 17. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the family of Yahweh. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the covenant of Yahweh? Verse number 18. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, what shall the unyahweh and the sinner appear?
Mm-hmm. So he's saying, so it must begin with the 6 anointed camp, setting up the order of things, because Yahweh is ready, because if we're heading into Zechariah, might be in his lesson, we're going to Zechariah 13, but not right now. So what he's saying now, the first thing you have to do is be in order the way the Bible said be. Practice. He wants you to practice that, and this is how he wants you to practice this. In 2 Timothy, he wants you to practice this in 2 Timothy 4. See, this can't be a cameo appearance. Let's see what it says, how he wants you to practice this. Let's see what he says in verse number 2. 4-2, how he wants you to practice this, Brother Yahdai Israel. 2 Timothy 2, 4 verse 2 and 5.
Because 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 2, verse number 5 reads, teach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Verse number 5, watch you in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of your ministry.
So he's saying, just don't put it down. Don't just put the book down when the class is over on the network or Sabbath day class. He said, you got to be instant in season and out of season. That means you got to always be, Book of Hosea 1 verse 8. He said, you always got to have you some Hosea 1 verse 8 in you. What do we say in 1 verse 8?
The book of Hosea chapter 1 verse number 8 reads, Book of Hosea chapter 1 verse 8. This book of the Torah instruction cannot depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. But then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Then you shall have good success.
Then you're going to have good success. So we know it might be a little rough around the collar for a minute or two, but he's saying if you meditate in the Torah instructions day and night, you know, even at the job, wherever you're at, you're still meditating in the Torah instructions. You still got some sign of that fringes on to make sure you stay lined up with it. If you meditate day and night, Yahuwah is saying, then you have what? What kind of success that brother y'all got, Israel?
Good success.
Good success. Because he's going to make you a Psalms 1:1 down to verse 3. So you want to have good success. And how you have, then Yahuwah is telling you by you having good success, then 1:1 down to verse 3 will kick in. 1:1 to verse 3. So he got it written. He got it laid out. So we keep coming back to what Yahuwah wants to be done. He said, yeah, you're going to talk about plenty of end time prophecy, but I'm still looking to see what I want to see. I want to see the chief men make a decision according to the Bible. The chief men must make a Bible decision for the family. You can't make an emotional plea. You got to make a Bible decision. And Yahuwah will back you up if you make a Bible decision. 1:1 down to verse 3 says what?
The book of Hosea.
Yeah, make a psalm. Thank you, brother Yahuwah. Psalms 1:1 down to verse 3. Now he's going to tell you, when you meditate day and night, he's going to tell you you have good success. And this, and now he's going to kick in. Now if you want your mighty one to kick in, watch him kick in out of the mouth of David in 1000 B.C. David going to be right from the middle of the spirit saying, when you do right, watch Yahuwah kick in. 1:1 down to verse 3.
The book of Psalms chapter 1, verse number 1, 2, and verse 3. Psalm 1, 1, 2, and 3 read.
Psalm chapter 1, verse 1.
Blessed the man and woman that walketh not in the counsel of Yahuwah, but standeth in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But their delight is in the Torah instruction of Yahuwah, and in his Torah instruction do they meditate day and night. Verse number 3. They shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth their fruit in their season. Their leaf also shall not wither. Whatsoever they do it shall prosper.
And whatever they do come prosper. Now see what Yahuwah, you know he told, Paul told Titus, he said, didn't I instruct you, Titus? Yeah. Well, then you put down what I tell you to put down. Titus 1 verse 2. So Paul instructed Titus and Timothy. And he looked Titus eyeball to eyeball and told him in 1 verse 2 something. Something he told him in 1 verse 2, and what did he say?
Book of Titus 1, verse number 2. Hope of eternal life, which Yahuwah that cannot lie promise before the world begins.
Yahuwah cannot lie, see, right? So he's not lying on what he's trying to tell us. What he's telling us, he's not lying. If we come back to the Bible and make a decision, chief men, make a decision, chief men, by the Bible. Yahuwah said he's going to intervene in your family. And he's going to be able to pull it out. 334. We want to find out how you gonna pull it out without measure. Pull it out without measure, there, brother Yahuwah Israel. He gonna
yes,
pull
sir.
It out without, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. He gonna pull it out without measure. Can you pull it out from that, brother Yahuwah Israel? So then he gonna pull it out without measure. So now listen, if you want Yahuwah to intervene, you want love and happiness around the family, then Yahuwah say he's going to pour it out without measure. Bring it out, brother Yahuwah Israel.
The book of St. John 3, verse 34 reads, "For he whom Yahweh has sent, speaking the words of Yahweh, for Yahweh has given not the Spirit by measure unto them."
And he going to give you this thing without measure. So what I'm saying, we got to line up. Let's move up. Now, we're going to lay enough groundwork to understand one thing out of tape number 33 on there. Enough groundwork. Now we want to run and get in Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4 through 11. Listen to what he says in Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4 through 11. What did he say in Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4 through 11, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 9, verse number 4 through 11 reads. Book of Ezekiel, chapter 9, verse number 4. Yahweh said unto him, "Go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Yahdai Judah, Israel, and set a mark upon the forehead of the men and women that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof." Verse number 5. "And to the other, he said in my hearing, go you after him through the city and smite, that not your eyes spare, neither have you pity." Verse 6. "Say of the old and young, of maids and little children and women, but come not near any man or woman upon whom is a mark, and begin at my temple, my sanctuary. Then they begin at the ancient men which were before the temple." Verse number 7. "And he said unto them, defile the house, and fill the courts with the slain. Go ye forth. And they went forth and slew in the city." Verse number 8. "And it came to pass while they were slaying them, and I was left, and I fell upon my face and cried and said, Yahweh, will you destroy all the residue of Israel, and you're pouring out of your fury upon Yahdai Israel?" Verse number 9. "Then said he unto me, the sins of the family of Israel and Yahdai Judah is exceeding great. And the land is full of blood and the city full of perverseness. For they say Yahweh has forsaken the earth. Yahweh seeth not." Verse number 10. "And as for me, also my eyes shall not spare, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense their way upon their head." Verse 11. "Behold, a man clothed with linen, which has the ink on by his side, reported the matter, saying, I have done as you have commanded me."
What did he say in verse 4 again, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Ezekiel 9, verse number 4. "And Yahweh said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Yahdai Judah and Israel, and set a mark upon the forehead of the men that sigh, that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof."
What is this mark that Yahweh is sending the ministering spirits to put on them, the ones that, you know, look at things that contrary to the Bible? What is this mark that he's talking about in the Ezekiel 9, verse 4? Let's precept that to Galatians 6:17. As far as what is this mark that he's telling the ministering spirit to put on those that see is contrary to this Bible? What mark? I mean, the one that are not contrary to the Bible, the one that understood the Bible and not was a hearer, there was a doer of the word. So he said, put the mark on a doer of the word. Doer of the word. What is that mark? Let's see if we precept and see what the Bible said that mark is in Galatians 6:17.
Look at Galatians 6, verse 17 reads, "From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the mark
Wait a minute, Israel. You mean it's a mark of who?
The mark of Yahweh the Son.
You see the man saying, so that's see, you know, they love to read about the mark of the beast, but did you know it's a mark of Yahweh the Son? Yes, Yahweh got the mark. Remember that. Remember, Satan is a great thinker, but he reacts to whatever Yahweh got on the table. He's a counterfeiter. So Ezekiel knew it was a mark that was put on the man that was upon the Yahweh. So now he produced him a mark that is contrary to Yahweh. So when we go over here in the 14th chapter of Revelation 9 through 12, see, that's why you have to make sure you're in the right ministry. Because we might ask you, you got that mark, and the person you say, I ain't got no mark on open. Well, wait a minute, hold on. You know, do you know it's a mark of Yahweh too? So you want the mark of Yahweh. I never heard that. My preacher never told me it was a mark. Yes. Right there in Galatians 6:17, it is a mark of Yahweh. Do you want to know how to get that? You want to know how to get that mark? Continue to follow the sixth anointed camp. We'll show you how you get the mark that you want. But over here in 14, verse number 9, down to verse 13, listen to this. But listen to this right here. 14:9-13.
The book of
Revelation, chapter 14:9-13. What does it say?
The book of Revelation 14, verse 9 through 10.
Well, take it 9 down to verse 13.
The book of Revelation, chapter 14, verse 9 through 13 reads, Revelation 14, verse number 9. And the third minister spirit followed them, saying with a loud voice, and the man and woman worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand. Verse number 10. The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of Yahweh, which is poured out without mixture to the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone, presence of the righteous minister spirit, and in the presence of the Lamb. Verse number 11. Smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever. They have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, whosoever received the mark of his name. Verse 12. Here's the patience of the saints, the 12 tribes of Israel. You are they that keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh and the covenant of Yahweh the Son. Verse 13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write. Blessed are the dead which die in Yahweh from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their work, from their labor, and their works do follow them.
Mm-hmm. So we want to find out, Brother Yahweh Israel. So now we find out that Yahweh got a mark, and we find out that the counterbalancer got a mark. So you got to make sure that you is walking in the mark of Yahweh, because the counterbalancer got a mark. And his mark, he said, if you worship his mark, the mark of the beast. What do you mean by the mark of the beast? Let's see if we look at the first line and the last line on the mark of the beast. We're going to see what the mark of the beast is. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, all we want is the first line and the last line. We want to make it sound real plain, that Brother Yahweh Israel. So we go on to the regular book of Ecclesiastes. And what we're going to look at is just the first line. Let me get over there and peep at it too. Let me get a book and peep at it myself. I want to look at the first line and the last line. He said, now, if you get the mark of the beast, then he said, and if you worship the mark of the beast, now let's find out, give me two lines in the last line. All I want the first two lines, then give me the last line. Make it plain, Brother Yahweh Israel. Let me hear you just bring it out in grand style. The first two lines and the last line, make it plain.
The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
Yes, sir. Verse 18. Just give me line two and the last line.
The book of Ecclesiastes 3, verse 18. I said in my mind, concerning the estates of the sons of men, that they themselves are beasts.
So the mark of the beast is worshiping man. When you worship man, you got the mark of the beast. When you worship man, now we ain't talking about your husband. We ain't talking about that. We're talking about when you worship man, you got the mark of the beast. Because he says, I got a mark, and it's my covenant. The mark of the beast got a covenant too. And his covenant is of men. Now we're going to find out what is Yahweh's covenant. Let's see. Now we're going to see what covenant are you working with. Are you working with the covenant of man and got man's mark or the mark of the beast, which is men, or you got the mark of Yahweh that we read in Galatians 6:17? We better find out now. Now you examine yourself. Let's go to Genesis 2, verse 3. Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. What did it say there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Genesis 2, verse number 3 reads, Yahweh blessed the seventh day, sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his works, which Yahweh created and made.
So Yahweh, his mark is the Sabbath day. Yahweh's mark is the Sabbath day. What day do you keep? So what mark do you have? Because Yahweh's day is the Sabbath day. That's the day, the Sabbath day. But then he told Daniel to write something that man was going to do in 7:25. Now, his day, when the sun go down on Friday, sun go down on Saturday. That's Yahweh's mark. The counterbalancing mark, and he told Daniel to write in 7:25 about him. What did he say to write in 7:25? Of Daniel.
Look at Daniel chapter 7, verse number 25 reads. Look at Daniel 7, verse number 25. Daniel 7. Verse 25, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, shall wear out the saints, 12 tribes of Israel of the Most High. They shall change time and law for instructions, and they shall be given into his hand until a time, and dividing of time.
And, you know, and we're going to take care of that, but not in this lesson. So now it's already told by Daniel. A man going to change the time and the laws of Yahweh. So he's going to bring his mark in and remove Yahweh's mark. Yahweh's time when the sun goes out on Friday, that's the end of the day. Sun goes out on Saturday, that's the end of the day. He's going to say my time is 12:01. Yahweh says his worship day is the Sabbath day. When the sun goes out on Friday, sun goes out on Saturday. He's going to come back and say, no, we're going to do it Sunday, first day of the week. So now this guy only reacts to everything Yahweh got on tape. He only reacts to it. Now remember, the chief men supposed to be able to deal with this. Listen, the mark of the beast is contrary to the mark of Yahweh. So now you want to know, do you have the mark of the beast? Answer for yourself. The blessing day, the worship day, is the Sabbath day. Sun go down Friday, sun go down Saturday. We read in Galatians 6:17, that's Yahweh's day, his blessed day. What day do you keep? to what day you keep, to what mark do you have. Only you know. But this guy says about his mark that he got great benefits according to Matthew chapter 8 and 9. He got great benefits in his mark. He said, I got great benefits in my mark. Let's find what his mark is talking about in Matthew chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. So listen, the chief men, you have to make sure that you, to receive a blessing, you must find out what the Bible's mark is. We found in Galatians 6:17 is Yahweh's covenant. And one is covenant infringes, keeping the Sabbath day. But we found out Satan got a mark because he's a counterfeiter on whatever Yahweh says. He says total opposite. And then he also kick a suitcase in front of you, and he says this to you in Matthew chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. What did he say in Matthew chapter 4, verse 8 and 9?
The book of Matthew 4, verse number 8, verse number 9 reads. Book of Matthew 4, verse number 8. Again, the devil taketh them up to an exceeding high mountain. Show them all the kingdoms of the world and the greatness of them. Verse number 9. Said unto him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me.
So all these things I give. So this is worship, Steve, right? You come out worship. He said, all the blessings that you see when you turn that one eye and say no, and you see all the contrary to the Bible, they're keeping the wrong day, and you look at all the crowds, the one wearing the skinny jeans on the wrong day, and the crowd is all outside. You really sticking, you seeing a blessing. No, you're not seeing a blessing, right? You're seeing the blessing of Satan, the devil, right before your eyes. That's why you got to recognize when you, the Bible blessing is keeping Yahweh's mark. Satan also in the blessing bit. So those that are not keeping the Sabbath day, you do not have Yahweh's blessing. You got the blessing of Satan the devil when you go on to worship on the first day of the week. That is the day of Satan the devil. So you see two marks now, right? Let's run to Luke chapter 4, 5 through 7, and let's get a second witness. So now, see, listen, you got to be in a position to not merely look up on things. You got to make sure you look read the Bible so you can be aware of exactly what you're looking at. If it supports the Bible, right on, Torah keeper. If it don't, it's from Satan the devil. So when you be the chief man of your family, you got to make sure whatever goes on up under your roof, the Bible supports it. Then Yahweh say, I'm going to kick in. So is that plain? That's plain to me. That's what he says in Luke chapter 4, verse 5 through 7. So if you want, you might want to kick in. Then the chief men must make a decision. What do the Bible say? Then that's the end of it. That's it. Then guess what? Then Yahweh gonna kick in. You want Yahweh to kick in, or you want Satan to continue to kick in? It's up to you. The time gonna run out. Luke chapter 4, 5 through 7, and closing statement. I catch the wind tonight, yeah, brother Yahweh, as well. But guess you, carriages are getting on down the road. That's what I'm saying. See, we're trying to lay the foundation, but time is getting on down the road. Chief men, you must make a decision according to the Bible. Then Yahweh gonna put the blessing all around you because you make a decision and he got to kick in. Matter of fact, let me pull a rabbit out of that behind that. He said, yeah, see, that sounds pretty good, but read that. 1 John 3, verse 20. 1 John 3, 20. Now, this was, look what he told the beloved to write. 1 John 3, 20. Do you want the man that you get, right? Because right now, isn't he at the crossroads? You know, the president saying some things, and you don't know what to do. You're confused. You don't know what you should do. Should I do this? Should I do this? We keep telling you. Make sure you make a Bible decision. Not why I back you up through the Bible, not back you up through the mark of the beast of man. That's all we're saying. Make a Bible decision. That's all. Make a decision according to the Bible. And watch what Yahweh said if you do so. 3:20. 1 John 3:20.
The book of 1 John, chapter 3, verse number 20 reads, "For if our mind condemn us, Yahweh is greater than our mind and knoweth all things."
Mm-hmm. Yahweh know all things. That's right. Get down to verse 22.
Verse 22. "Whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his Torah instructions, do the things that are pleasing in his sight."
So the man know all things. He know all things. He said he know all things. Now ask me something. Do your walk, do your talk line up with your walk from the pages of the book? He said, what taking you so long to ask me something then? You see, so you see, it's up to us. This was holding us up, that we got to make a Bible decision, especially if we are the chief men. And we are the chief men. But you got to make a Bible decision. Did we read that Luke 4, 5 through 7 yet?
No, sir.
All right, good enough. Let's get that away and we'll close out with that, brother Yahdai Israel. And we'll catch you wins tonight. And we'll get the closing statement behind that. You want the clock, come on.
The book of Luke chapter 4, number 5 through 7 read. Luke 4, verse 5. "The devil taketh him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time." Verse 6. "And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give, and the greatness of it, for that is delivered unto me, and to whosoever I will, I give." Verse 7. "If you therefore will worship me, all shall be yours."
If you worship me, Satan said, if you worship me, and when you worship in Satan, that means the Sabbath day. You don't keep the Bible Sabbath day, keeping the first day of the week. So you see, oh, look at all the blessings they got. Now you clear that all the ones that keeping Sunday, when you watch that one eye Satan, when you see your father, your mother, all the most at that one eye Satan Sunday, understand that there's blessings in there. But all them blessings is from Satan the devil. You know, told you he in the blessing business too. He only reacts to whatever Yahweh say. He's told the opposite. Matter of fact, Yahweh made one statement to his followers. And he said something. I got to read that about Yahweh. I just read in the 14th. And St. John, he said something. He let us know soundly, 14th chapter. And we'll close out with this. He said something in the 14th chapter. And what he says, and this is what he says, verse 30. St. John 14, verse 30. What do you say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of St. John 14, verse 30. "Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and have nothing in me."
So you see that? So I don't care what it look like. That Sunday keeping, Lord God and Jesus, suits and ties, and wearing skinny jeans and all that right there, that ain't got nothing to do with Yahweh. That all that is from Satan the devil. He said, what Satan put on the table have nothing to do with my instruction from this Bible. Totally opposite. So the chief men got to be aware of this. and you can't participate in the works of faith. Well, can you go to meet with over mama and daddies and Uncle Leroy, what is them big church Sunday? The Israelites is church. Sunday's the wrong day, that's Satan's day. What? That's Satan's day. That's why your mind got to be as my mind. I'm not participating in Satan's day. I want the blessing over my roof. And how we going to do it? We're going to make sure we please our mighty one. So all that are going, doing things that's contrary to the Bible, the buck stop with me. For the blessing to flow in my house. We got that woman after my mind? Yes. Yes, my Yahweh. And that's the end of it. Brother Yahweh Israel, closing statement, what you got to say about that? Come on.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. The other way is rolling out that Sea Israel, a Sea Royal. Great work, team. To the four corners of the globe. Praise the righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, qua.
Hallelujah, qua. Catch the wind tonight there, Brother Yahweh Israel. But still in line, because of WCC, what you saying? I ain't going to cut you off, but you getting close to be cut off. Yeah? Well, you do what you got to do, because the fox paid hell, then the curtain hell went up, so that's up to you. But we going to say what the man give us to say, and that's why we're going to bring the hell in and get exposed to Satan before it's time to go to payoff talking. And then the comments or questions pertaining to anything that have been said, or we'll be over there ready to hear it. Doing the clock for your clothes over in Blog Talk Radio. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel. And thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And it appears that we all, thus far, has been enjoying Yahweh's word. And we all came to hear things that most of us can hear. And now with the proper teaching, I do believe that they all understand by listening to Yahweh's word. So, as I said before, this is why the words of Yahweh that is taught makes everything possible for the righteous. So we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word and connecting the books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek. Now that you found it, what you have sought in Yahweh's ministry, you found that in the voices of the true Israelite tribe, Yadah, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is from Friday, from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. The bottom part is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We're also using a website address for the listing members to use. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type www.tribeyhdh.com. After click enter, just under the big line, you will see choices. One will be PayPal. Follow the instructions on PayPal and any other device you might see menu. By clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. and also donations to the ministry. It's greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also to build a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Alleluia Yahuwah. Also, don't forget to check our calendar while there. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, type in three words once again, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for Voices of the True Name Israelites, Tribe Yadav. Click the red live button, and as soon as this appears, you should be right into our live online broadcast. That's Voices of the True Israelite, Tribe Yadav. We also have two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh @gmail.com. This to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other email is yhdhysrael@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first would be the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave messages on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of our 69 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those that may have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. Program will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type three words once again, Yahuwah Radio Live. After click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadav. Choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, it was said earlier, also during our Broad Talk broadcast, we're on Pell Talk, listed under Ethnic Group, African American. Look for the Voices of True Israelites. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the discussed topics will be Elder Tibbs with Seer Israel riding shotgun. No comments will be taken off topic or multiple text questions answered. For you to follow these righteous acts, the elder will block or restrict misuse. Questions off topic will also be answered by the elder. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. So at this particular time, we will turn our program back over to our Seer Israel. Keep your Bibles open. We're not done yet. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Excellent, Elder. Exactly right. We're live on Pell Talk, Blog Talk. We all going to get on there and any questions, comments, anything. We'll see if tonight's lesson. Then one thing, see, right? Get the microphone. Let's talk about it. We try to do everything we can possible to save your life. It's a dust edge, Yahuwah. We'll go back and find the mothers out of Camp 1 and bring the mothers in. And one thing about it, see, Ray, listen. We showing you what this man's saying. And once we clear what this man's saying and start making our decision according to the Bible, guess what? We will be in good shape. So once you can find Mother E and Mother Z, you go find Mother E, Mother Z around Camp 1, Tribe of Yahuwah, give it to Mother E, Mother Z, Yahuwah be to see you right. Mother E, Yahuwah be to see you right.
Yahuwah bless you, Israel, up to the Lord. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, that Mother E. Mother D.F. Israel. Mother D.F. Israel. Tribe of Yahuwah Judah. Tribe of Yahuwah Judah. Mother D.F. Israel. Yahuwah be to see you right.
Yahuwah
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Seroa. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, there, Mother Deep Israel. Hey, Mother's ready to go. I'm ready. I'm always ready to go. So, Mother E, I want to run back and take a look at something in Revelation chapter 13. What it says in 14 down to verse 16. We'll take a look at something in time prophecy. Revelation chapter 13, 14 down to verse 16. I'm going to take a peep at that. And Mother D of Israel help me. Daniel chapter 7, verse 8 and 9 waiting on me. Mother E, Revelation 13, 14 down to verse 16, come on.
Book of Revelation chapter 13, verses 14 down to 16, verse 14. Revelation chapter 7. Mm-hmm. Revelation chapter 7.
No, 13. Make it 13 now, Mother E. Make it 13, verse 14 down to 16.
Okay. Revelation chapter 13, verses 14 to 16.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14. And deceive them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the thief, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. Verse 15, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Verse 16, and he called all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bound, to receive the mark in their right hand or in their forehead.
Mm-hmm. So small and great, they receive that mark. That mark is in their forehead and their hand and right hand. It said all that other stuff. So that they got. So he said all that was small and great on the earth, they received the mark. And they forehead and they hand, the mark was everywhere. Mm-hmm. Hold that part right there, Mother. I got to get a little bit more out of that. Give me a precept that to Exodus 13, verse 9. Mother, what it says in 13, verse 9. So now they received the mark. Now John is writing the end time prophecy about the mark. He says small and great received that mark. Let's give a bit more out of that mark. Exodus chapter 13, verse 9.
Exodus chapter 13, verse 9, read. Exodus chapter 13, verse 9. And it shall be for a sign unto thee upon thine head, and for a memorial between thy eyes, that the Yahuwah Torah instruction may be not in thy mouth, but with a strong hand that he had the Yahuwah brought thee out of Egypt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, read that again. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me read 8.
No, read verse 9 again. Now, you're on the right track. Read verse 13, verse 9 one more time. You're on the right track. It just, I heard a word called not. And I'm going to take a little peep at that. Look at that 13, 9 one more time. 13, verse 9.
Book of Exodus, chapter 13, verse 9. And it shall be for a sign unto thee upon thy head, and for a memorial between thine eyes, that the Yahweh law may be in thy mouth. Strong hand hath the Yahweh brought thee out of Egypt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, you had a word called not in there. So now he wants, no, he wants this in your head. He wants this in your head there, mother. He wants this to be in your hand. And no, he said be in your hand, and you read all this in your forehead, in your hand. So the monster, now you see you got, see, that's why we have to show we got, it's two marks out here. See, you want to make sure you got the mark of what you just got to read in 13 verse 9. You want this mark in your hand, but here go another mark you just got to read. Whoever received this mark, small and great, you're going to be in trouble. So you got to look at your loved ones and see what mark is they working with. Is you working with this mark of the Bible? Are you working with the mark of the beast? And the beast he's talking about is man's system. So you want to make sure you got the mark of the Galatians 6:17 now, Mother E. You want to make sure, see, you got to be able to examine the people you come in contact with you. You know we got two marks out here. We got a mark. If you get this mark, this man going to do you some damage. But you want to have this mark in Galatians 6:17. What does it say in Galatians 6:17?
Book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 17. Book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 17. From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the mark of the Yahweh the Son.
Ain't that stuff? Ain't that nice? Ain't that nice, Marie? So, Marie, what mark do you want? Do you want?
Mark of Yahweh the Son.
Now, you see that? So that's the point we're trying to make. We want to make sure we got the mark of Yahweh the Son. We know it's a counterfeiter or counterbalancer out here. But that mark going to get you thrown in the thigh. So you got to make sure we know it's two marks. But you got to tell the ones you come in contact, the mark that you want to have is the Galatians 6:17. Now, Marie, I need to get a couple more. Now we're going to Ecclesiastes. We're going to the book called Ecclesiastes in the regular book, because we want to tie this in now, where this mark supposed to be at.
Ecclesiastes.
We want to go to Ecclesiastes chapter 9. And we want to find out exactly what his mark supposed to be at there, Mother. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9. So we got to be able to examine those who come in contact with us. I don't want all of it. Just want enough to work with. I just want to find out in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. All I need is two lines. What it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10.
Two lines. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with might.
Do it, that's it, right there. So whatever your hands find you to do, do it with all your might, your hands. Now, let's precept that to find what he's talking about. Now, let's follow exactly what he's talking about. Let's go to the book of Hebrews. Look at the title called Hebrews, chapter 8, verse 10. Now, we've been finding out that all that mark in your hand and all that other stuff, he said, whatever you find to do it all with your might. Now, we've been go get the precept on that and find out what he's talking about, putting this mark. putting them off, you won't put them well in the book of Hebrew. I know the title called Hebrew 8 verse 10. Let's talk about it, Mother.
The book of Hebrew, polluted Hebrew, chapter 8, verse 10, reads, "For this is the covenant that I will make with the family of Israel, the 12 tribes. After those days, said the Yahweh, I will put my Torah instructions in their mind and write them in their mind. And I will be to them a Yahweh, and they shall be to me a people."
Ain't that something? So he wants his Torah instruction, and when you precept it, what do you want his mark on you at, Mother E? What do you want his mark on you at? According to...
In your mind.
In your mind. In your mind. That's what he wants the Torah instructions at. In your mind. Because that is a death, see, right? He wanted in your mind. And so that's it. He wanted in your mind. All right. Mother of Israel. Now, let's go over here to Daniel chapter 7, Mother D of Israel, and we'll look at verse 7 and 8. Let's see what we can get out of this. So that's what he wanted that, see, right? He wants this in your mind. See, if it's in your mind, you're going to be able to help people. Dang it. 7 and 8. Mother D of Israel, what did it say?
Daniel chapter 7, verses 8 and 9.
No, make verse it 7, 8. 7, 7. No, make it 7, 7 and 8. Make it chapter 7, verse 7 and 8.
Daniel chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. Verse 7, in the night vision, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and broke in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was driven from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. Verse 8, I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horn plucked up by the root. And behold, in his horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things.
Mm-hmm. And this little horn, and horn always represents power. He said, now out of them came a little horn. So out of 10 or something, I considered how many are you talking about? Out of them came a little horn, and three of them was plucked up by the roots. Now see that thing, mm-hmm. right? That's why you need to have some voices of the true Israelite to find out, to break that down. You're not gonna be broke down nowhere until the sixth anointed can break that down. Now, So three horns was plucked up by the roots. So that leaves more left. So at least seven more left. Let's prove that if three was plucked up by the root there, Mother D.F. Israel, let me see what we can find out how many we're talking about. Because three of them was plucked up by the root. After this little horn came up with out of them came a little horn. A little horn. But I want to find out how many is he talking about. Let's look at the seventh chapter and skip down to verse 24. Let's find out what he's talking about. Same book, 7:24.
Daniel chapter 7, verse 24. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings.
Yes, that's it. Right there. So all I want was a number. So now out of the 10, how many was plucked up of Moses of Israel?
Three.
So three was plucked up out of the 10. Now let's do a little subtraction. The three that was taken, that was plucked up, was the Hura Alliance, H-E-R-U-L-I, and 493 A.D. One, the Vandals were plucked up in 537 A.D. Two, the Ostrogoth was plucked up. Ostrogoths in 538. These were the three that was plucked up because these three went against the rulership after Justinian in 538. In 538 turned all the ruling over to the papal, the pope. Justinian 538, and turn it all over to them. Good. That's real nice. Now, what seven was remaining? The seven was remaining was Germany, Sweden, France, Italy, England, and Wales together, Portugal, and Spain. Them was the seven remaining. But three was plucked up by the root, and the three was have to assimilate into the seven. So we don't know where the Eurolines at, the Vandals, or the Ostrogoths. We don't know where they at because they were tucked up. And once the Pope got in power, supreme power, by Justinian in 538, although they came in power in 476. Good. Now let's go to the 13th chapter. And pick up at verse number 1, Revelation. We're going 13 and pick up verse 1. Mother D of Israel, we're going 13 chapter, pick up verse 1. So we clear that 3 out of 10 was plucked up. So that was 7 nations that remained. Now we go on back to Revelation chapter 13, pick up verse 1. And we're going to read till we hear a little something in verse 1. Let's read a little bit from Revelation 13, verse 1.
Revelation chapter 13, verse 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And upon his horn, 10 crowns, and upon his head, the name of blasphemy.
Now why he got 7? Because he plucked up 3 of them. So he got 7, but then now we're talking about something else coming that's called that EU, the United Kingdom community. So he got, that's the 10, is 27 now, but they don't get down to verse 10. But keep reading.
Verse 2, and the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority.
Who was passing out power?
Satan.
The dragon. The dragon was passing out the power. That one was passing out So I know we cleared that, but we want to, for education-wise, we found out that the dragon was the one passing out the power. And that's going to Revelation 12, verse 3, and found out what else the dragon was doing in Revelation 12, verse 3. So we know the dragon is the one passing out the power to whoever these people is. The dragon is passing out the power. Let's go to Revelation 12, verse 3, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's find out who is this dragon that's passing out the power. You remember what? Ray earlier, whoever worshiped me? So the dragon is passing out power. Let's find out more about 12, verse 3 of Revelation.
Revelation chapter 12, verse 3. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and ten horns, and seven crowns upon his head.
Oh, so there he was there. Now we got a color. Now we got a color on the dragon. The dragon got a color. What color is the dragon?
Red.
Red. Let's go to the book of Nahum. Run to the book of Nahum there, Mother D.F. Israel. Run the book of Nahum. He says, he's red. So we're talking about the dragon is red. Let's go to the book of Nahum, and we're going to find out something. Nahum, you can find it. In the book of Nahum. In Nahum chapter 2, verse 3. What does it say in Nahum chapter 2, verse 3? Right next to Michael.
Yes. Nahum.
Yes.
Chapter 2, verse 3. The shield of his mighty men is made red.
Wait a minute. Hold on that mother of D.F. Israel. The shield of his mighty men are made what color?
Red.
So the shield of his mighty men is made red. Now, who is this mighty man by going to the book of Obadiah? Now, who is this mighty man? Who is these mighty men? The mighty men. See, we find who these mighty men is there, Mother. Yep, Israel. What book else are they going to?
Obadiah.
Yes, ma'am. We're going to the book of Obadiah and find out the shield of the mighty men, they are made red. But you have no problem to see who they are. Or remember, they said it, but they mighty men. Let's find what mighty men is in Obadiah chapter 1. And we'll look at verse number 8 and 9. Now, the key to it, they mighty men. Let's find out a little bit more about these mighty men by going to Obadiah chapter 1, verse 8 and 9.
Obadiah chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. Verse 8. Shall I not in that day, says Yahweh, even destroy the wise men out of Edom, Esau, and understanding out of Mount of Esau and his five sons, verse 9. And they and your mighty men, O Teman, shall be dismayed to the end that every one of the Mount Esau may be cut off by slaughter.
Well, so these mighty men is who? Who are these mighty men that Mother D.F. Israel?
Esau and his five sons.
But what they call in verse 9, the mighty men is who?
Old Timon.
Hey, that's right. So the mighty men he's talking about, and they made red, and they are descendants of Esau. So the mighty man, he's talking about, they was made red, and they are descendants of Esau. So now we're not going to, for time's sake, to read in Genesis 36. You can find out all about the mighty men he's talking about. But he also said about these mighty men in end time prophecy in 6 verse 8. What did he say about the mighty men in 6 verse 8 of Revelation? He says these mighty men in 6 verse 8. Now we know what color they are. They are red. We're going to get a little bit more on in a minute. But they are red. The mighty men of Kemosh are the descendants of Esau and how they are appearance. That's what I tell you. Oh, well, my father, he has a bus stop. You go pick him up. He said, well, okay, I just go pick him. Your father got to tell me what it looked like. Okay, good. My father does that thing, does that thing. Okay, good. So Yahweh is telling you now the mighty men that he's talking about that will be clothed and slaughtered, what they look like. They are red. The mighty men are red. They look just like the dragon. Red. He's giving you a picture. So he got the picture. And what he say in 6 verse 8?
Revelation chapter 6 verse 8. And I looked and beheld a pale horse, and his rider that sat on him was death and hell.
Wait a minute, my dear of Israel. Not only red, what color?
Pale.
And he's pale, and what would he be issuing out if you followed him? He's going to be issuing out what to you?
Death and hell follows with him.
Ain't that something? You mean that Bible tells that story too? It's just one of the book of Hosea, or better. So he says this mighty man of Canaan, the sons of Esau, they pale, so that what kind of red they are, they pale red. And they perceive out by hanging around them. What's them two words again, Mother D of Israel is what?
Death and hell.
Death and hell. Death and hell. We're going to book. So understand one thing, C. Ray. The Bible tells a story. We've got to believe the Bible. And Habakkuk chapter 2 and Mother E had me second. Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 5 to 12, waiting on Mother Eve. And the second chapter of Habakkuk, pick it up, and we're going to find out. If I tell you, okay, I was going to go pick up my father down at the bus stop, I got to tell you more about him. That's good. Go pick your father, but you didn't tell me what he looked like. So we identifying this man, what he looked like. And this is another act of this man going to have in 2 verse 4 and 5. What it says in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4 and 5.
Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. Verse 4. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his covenant.
So Jeff got to live by the covenant. So Jeff got to live by his word. You got to believe his word, Jeff. The wall says, Jeff, you got to believe the Bible. Believe the Bible. Verse 5.
Mm-hmm. Verse 5. Yea, also, because he transgressed sin by wine, he is a proud man, neither keepers at home, who enlarge his desires as hell and is as death, and cannot be satisfied, but gathers unto him all nations and heaps unto him all people.
You see that? So we just draw you a picture without even, we drawed your picture.
Yeah.
This man to you with the precept in verse 4, what the key words he is to you, mother. And in verse 5, what is the key words he is to you, this man?
You talking to me?
Yeah. What are the key words in verse 5 he is to you?
And Habakkuk 2:5.
Yeah. What are the key words he is to you in verse 5? To you.
He is.
Same words we read in 6 verses.
Hell and death.
Hell and death. This man to you is hell and death. So you see the man down to you. This red, this pale red man to you is hell and it's going to bring you death. Mess around with this pale red man, ain't nothing going to happen to you but hell and death. There it is right there. The man is drawing a picture. He's trying to draw a picture to you. You got to make a Bible decision. When it's all said and done, if you continue down this path, this man, this mighty pale red man to you is hell and he is death. See right here. Now let's go to Genesis 25:25 and put where a root came from. Genesis 25:25, where a root come from?
Okay. You're talking to me, right?
Mm-hmm. Talking to you. Genesis 25:25. What is the root of Teman? Although we read it already, but we want to make sure we clear that they got a family tree.
Okay.
And they pale and red come out of Genesis 25:25.
Genesis chapter 25, verse 25. And the first came out red all over like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau.
Esau. Esau is this pale red man, and his descendants of the 5 sons of Esau, mighty men of Teman, what you call today Russia. But to you, your death, hell, and death from these people, from Esau, hail and red. Will you ever believe the Bible? You make your decision on appearance, and Yahweh tell you not to do that. Make your decision according to what you try to take. Just like if you send somebody to pick up somebody of your loved one down at the bus station, you said, go pick up my relative at the bus station. Okay, good. I do that. They look like.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Man just told you hell and death to you. Mother E, what you reading over there in 2 Thessalonians 2:5 down to verse 12?
2 Thessalonians chapter 2:12, verse 5. Remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. Verse 6, and now you know what withholding that he might be revealed in his time.
The time is now.
Verse 7, the mystery of sin does already work. Only he who now let it will let until he be taken out of the way. Verse 8. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Yahweh shall call consumed with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Verse 9.
Hold that point, Mother. You mean that he's talking about a wicked that shall be destroyed. It is coming. But that wicked got to be revealed. Now, we just told you that the wicked must be revealed. He's red to you. He's hell to you. And death, but he must be revealed. Hold that thought, Mother E, put a mark in there and run over to Malachi chapter 1, 3, and 4. We come right back. Malachi.
Okay.
Chapter 1, 3, and 4, come right back. This wicked must be revealed. You're not getting out of the condition you in until you can identify the wicked that is hell and death to you from the pages of the Bible. You got to be looking in this Bible because the Bible is right. Come on back there, Mother E. What it says in Malachi chapter 1, 3, and 4.
The book of Malachi, chapter 1, verses 3 and verse 4. Malachi chapter 1, verse 3. And I heard, and I hated Esau, and laid his mountain and his heritage for the dragon of the wilderness. Verse 4. Whereas Edom, Esau and his five sons said, we are in poverty, but we will return and be of the desolate place. Thus said Yahweh of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call them the borders of wickedness.
Come here, a little bit more. The borders of wickedness, give me a little bit more.
And the people against whom the Yahweh have indignation forever.
Here's a man saying, you see each other see him? Not the individual, the peoples that Yahweh got an indignation with forever. So how do you read the verses come out and draft it in, and he said he got an indignation with Esau and his five sons forever? Forever. That's why the wicked must be revealed in your head. Come on back there, Mother E. And that Thessalonians, bring it on out. That's why it got to be revealed in your head. The chief men of the family got to show what the Bible is saying. The wicked, you got to back away from the wicked. The wicked one got you wearing them pants. The wicked one got you wearing that makeup on your face. The wicked got you scuffing and arguing when we tell you which way to look. That's the wicked in your head. You got to get that wicked out your head. Come on back, Mother. And pick where you left off at. Yeah, take it down to 7, verse 12, to close the statement. Take it down to 7, down to verse 12.
Okay. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 7 to 12. Verse 7. The mystery of sin do already work. Only he who let it will let until he be taken out of the way. Verse 8. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Yahweh shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Verse 9. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and sign and lying wonder. Verse 10. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Verse 11. And for this cause, Yahweh shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Verse 12. That they all might be them who believe not the truth, but have led in unrighteousness.
He said, you're going to be damned if you don't believe the truth. If you're going to continue to have pleasure in unrighteousness, you're going to be damned because you don't want to believe the Bible. Mother E, supposed to stay until Wednesday night. Man, how time flies. You and the clock come on.
Ain't no reason not one. But it's glad. Thanking and praising Yahweh for the teacher. And thanking and praising Yahweh just being in class. I'm going to read just one verse, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 1. Now will I sing to you, well-beloved, a song of my beloved, touching his vineyard. My well-beloved has a vineyard and a very fruitful yield. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Excellent, Mother E. So you see, we got to the six anointed camp. We must reveal that the Bible is right. Mother G of Israel, what it says in Proverbs 3:31-33, what do it tell us? Proverbs chapter 3. Verse 31-33. Wise man in the world, tell us something that Mother D up Israel. Mother D up, what tell us?
I'm
Proverbs 3:31-33. What do the Bible tell us?
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 31-33. 31, 32, and 33. You not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. 32, for the forward is abomination to Yahweh, but his secret is with the righteous. 33, the curse of Yahweh is in the family of the wicked, but he blesses the inhabitants of the just.
So you see the man saying, go ahead and kind of prophecy and look at 17 verse 1 and 19 verse 2 and close it, and we'll close out with that. Let's go to Revelation 17 verse 1.
Okay. Revelation chapter 17 verse 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what does it say?
Revelation 17 1. And there came one of the seven ministering spirits, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto you the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters.
Hey, that's a many waters, many peoples, nations, tongues. This great whore is everywhere. But he says a judgment to this great whore. Did you hear the man saying 17? What? What it says in 19 verse 2 to close the statement?
Revelation 19 verse 2?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Revelation chapter 19 verse 2. For truth and righteous are his judgments, for he has judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and has avenge the blood of his servant at her hand.
Ain't that something? You mean that Bible tell you that? Yep, it'll come a day. If we can wake you up to understand the Bible, that's going to kick in. He done done his part already. He's waiting on you to do your part. Mother D of Israel, action again on your part. Mother E, action again on your part. Mother Z, action again on your part. What's your close statement? I bet Mother D of Israel. Come on.
I'm going to read Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. Try to make it through there. Verse 16. Mm-hmm. Then they that fear Yahweh spake often one to another, and Yahweh listened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared Yahweh and that thought upon his name. 17. And they shall be mine, says Yahweh of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son that serveth him. Verse 18. Then shall he return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serve Yahweh and him that serve him not. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Excellent. My dear Israel, excellent. Catch you all on prayer talk until we catch you Wednesday night on this broadcast. Hallelujah to the mothers and those that got an ear to hear. Shalom.
Shalom.